Welcome to Banca Transilvania conference call. I will now hand over to our speakers. Dear speakers, please, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon or good morning for the ones participating from US. We are sorry for the delay. There was a technical issue with our vendor and our connection with the vendor. We are glad that you have patience and try to be as operative as possible. This is Ömer Tetik from Banca Transilvania. I'm accompanied by Mihail Anarășan and George Călinescu. We will try to present you our end-of-year numbers and also answer your questions. You have seen, actually, recently, most probably Romania had been quite in the headlines, especially with the protests on the street. But the peaceful, democratic protest has I would say a positive outcome and open the dialogue, and the markets also accepted this as a let's say normal course of democratic life. We are happy to see that because it would be sad after quite a good year, not only for banking system but also for Romanian economy, 2017 to start on a negative note. Last year the banking system assets reached almost 400 billion lei, and the main growth drivers, like similar to the economy, had been the consumer and retail lending. Last year, as you have seen, Romanian economy grew 4.8%, mainly coming from the consumer spending and consumer demand. Hopefully, with the let's say after the elections, we will see more government spending, especially on the infrastructure, and more investments, which will amplify the, let's say, cash in circulation and the growth prospects of the country, especially in the transportation, healthcare, and education. We have expectations, but trust that we will see good numbers of investment. While the growth was continuing, also the banking system was investing heavily on the portfolio quality. And the NPL ratio of Romania, as per EBA definition, decreased to 10%. This is after several years of struggling. Just 2 years ago, the NPL ratio was over 20%. So it is a lot of, let's say, administrative effort, but also financial effort. On the other hand, it shows the commitment of the bank to Romania by bringing capital and by investing further in the credit growth. The banking system assets are growing mainly in a healthy manner in the local currency, and after several years we see that local currency loans very much are over foreign currency loans, and also retail lending overtook corporate lending. Definitely for sustainable growth, Romania needs investments and also in the private sector. So We think that in the coming years we will see more corporate lending and investment loans in the economy. On the, let's say, fiscal or inflation side also, there are several factors impacting the indicators. The VAT cuts from last year, they are fading out, but on the other hand, the general VAT rate has been decreased to 19%, so we think that in the first semester of this year it will have a positive impact. But on the other hand, there's a pressure on the salaries levels. Romania started being challenged seriously in terms of human resources at all levels. And we think that in the second half of this year and in the years to come, it will bring, let's say, slightly growing inflation rate and also having impact on the interest rate environment. Coming back to Banca Romania's Banca Transilvania's figures. As you have seen, we have delivered above the budget performance in terms of profitability and in terms of asset growth. Our operating income is at 2.8 billion lei and operating expenses at 1.16 billion lei. Here, just to give an idea, our assets were growing 10% while our operating expenses were decreasing 13.5%. So it is definitely about about the synergies we created post-integration with Volksbank, but also the economies of scale the bank has reached. We are very attentive from now on as well on our costs and cost growth. And our cost-income ratio at the end of the year was 41.23%. This, if you will take some one-offs, which will not repeat in 2017, would translate into 44%. We continue our investments, especially in the technology, and we are coming with ambitious proposals about the investments in the next couple of years. So what we estimate is that our cost-income ratio will be below 45%, to escalate between 43 to 45%, based on the strong and solid profitability of the bank. In terms of net interest margin, the net interest margin has actually grown. If you will take out the impact of Volksbank and the registries of different provisions and asset classes, the net interest margin of the bank has grown 8%, while we were maintaining, if you would exclude the extraordinary write-offs and extraordinary efforts, the cost of risk of 1.3%. Our cost of risk at the end of the year is 3.07%. This 3.07 comes, more than half of it actually comes from the provisions that we booked prudently based on the Dayan Plata, the Volkove law, and also the write-offs that we did in order to decrease our NPE ratio, non-performing exposures ratio, to below 10%, where we closed the year with an NPL ratio of 4.62 and NPE ratio of 9.84. We are very comfortable in terms of our loan-to-deposit ratio, and this both the strong equity and the strong liquidity of the bank gives us enough comfort to grow further organically in a growing economy, but also to look for acquisition opportunities in the market, which we see that the discussions are more serious and we expect some transactions tapping the market this year, even during the first half of the year. The capital adequacy ratio of the bank is at 18.5%, and we are very happy to see that our fees and commissions income is growing on a year-by-year basis higher than the assets growth, especially higher than the loan book growth. So this is our main focus to increase the, let's say, wallet size of the bank, of our customers, to increase the cross-sell ratio of our customers. And last year we have seen an 11.5% growth in net fees and commissions. And in the coming years, we have ambitious plans to maintain a double-digit growth of our net fees and commissions income. The net profit of the bank is at 1.23 billion lei. This is impacted definitely by also the fiscal credit that we have registered. We have, after discussions with authorities and our auditors, we have decided that we have enough arguments to register this fiscal credit during 2016. On the other hand, we will propose to our Board of Administration and to our General Shareholders Assembly to keep these extra tax credit profits in a reserve and not to distribute it as stock or cash dividends until we will have 100% surety. As I said, the cost-income ratio of the bank is at 41.2%, and without one-offs it will be 44. And we are aiming to deliver a cost-income ratio below 45%, closer to 43% in 2017 and the years to come. The presentation that we have uploaded, I don't know if you had a chance to verify, shows also the trends in our income structure. And as you see there, the net interest income coming from the loan book actually grown from 1.38 billion to 1.49 billion lei. There were adjustments related to Volksbank provision impact, where we have released some of the impact. that brought actually the total number as a lower figure, but the real banking book and the loan book interest income is on a growing trend, and on a growing trend of almost 10%. With the as regard to the loan book of the bank, our retail loans, our household loans reached 15.1 billion, and company loans, including SME and corporate loans, is at 14.3 billion lei. This comes after an effort of write-off almost 2 billion lei last year. At the beginning of the year, we have budgeted 600 million lei write-offs, and during the year, we have increased this figure to 2 billion lei, helping the non-performing loan ratios to come down, but definitely it brought some extra provisioning efforts impacting our profitability, although delivering over the budget net profitability at the end. From the write-offs, 55% were corporate, 15% were SME, and 30% were retail loans. This year, our aim is to bring our NPE ratio below 7%, even closer to 6%. This is what we will propose as a budget to our Board of Administration and General Shareholders Assembly. But on the other hand, what we see is that if you look at the vintage analysis, the loans generated since 2011-12, they have a very good performance, and we feel comfortable with our underwriting model. On the other hand, we are also making some important changes in order to have a more granular and more analytic approach. This year, we are coming with a new segmentation internally for customers. So instead of just corporate SME, we are now going to discuss about micro loans, micro companies, SME companies, mid corporates, and large corporates. This will allow us to establish, to offer customized products for each segment, and also to follow performances in a more relevant method. Our deposits are, as you know, are on a growing trend, and we are enjoying a, let's say, good liquidity, coming 26 billion lei from the individual customers, almost 16 billion lei from the company customers, and we have also a very good share, market share in the current accounts and business turnover, which allows us definitely to increase our commissions and fee income. In the presentation, we are giving you more details about the NPL ratio and the coverage ratio. We have received a couple of questions from some of the analysts about the coverage ratio. As our NPL ratio is decreasing, if you look at the EBA benchmarks and the guidelines, the coverage ratios are also decreasing because the risk profile of the bank is changing, risk profile of the each customer segment is changing. But on the other hand, we still enjoy a coverage ratio of 117%, including the mortgage collaterals, and 74% without mortgage collaterals. In retail banking, it was a very good year for us because we have increased our market share to 14%, and our customers' adaptation to technology is increasing. Our mobile banking users increased 50%, and internet banking users increased by 20%. Now with 2.8 million plastic cards, out of which 330,000 are credit cards, with a market share of 20%, we are one of the market leaders, if not the market leader itself. In SME banking, despite our strength, we want to also come with a new platform that we will launch soon, and we will announce in the coming weeks about the new structure in regard to micro lending. But on the other hand, we are enjoying a portfolio of 3.2 billion lei with 207,000 active customers. And during 2016, we have granted 18,000 new loans to SME business sector, especially in the sectors that segments that we are strong, like healthcare, agriculture, and European funds. Although the European fund absorption rate is very low, unfortunately, in Romania. In the corporate banking, our loan book reached 11.1 billion lei. This is after the write-offs of 1.1 billion, as I mentioned. And in the second half of last year, you have seen that we are more active now with large corporate customers. We are an active participant in syndicated loans, club loans, in the segment of interest, especially going towards and retail customers. And we want to grow further. Hopefully with the, let's say, new political era in Romania, the European fund absorption rate will also increase. And definitely with our expertise, we will keep our market leader position. One of the, let's say, ambitions of the Banca Transilvania Group is also to have our active subsidiaries like BT Asset Management, BT Leasing, BT Operation Leasing, BT Direct, which deals with consumer finance, and BT Capital Partners. Whatever we do, we want to be in the top three position. We want to be, we want to have a significant and meaningful market share. And especially in the asset management and leasing, we see that the growth assures that we are having this leader position. And we are also happy to see that the new brand of Banca Transilvania Capital Partners, BT Capital Partners, already brings results, transactions to the market. And this year also we already have this strong list of transactions that we will announce. I would like to thank you for listening, and I hope sound quality and the information was meaningful. We would like to take the questions as we delayed due to technical problems the conference call. We can switch to questions. Please tell us your name and the institution. If we cannot, for any reason, answer immediately, we will come back to you and to the other investors by email with our answers. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please lift your handset before you ask your question. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. We have a first question. Sir, madam, please introduce yourself before asking your question. Your line is open now.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yes. This is Lucian Ambrosio from Wood & Company. Can you hear me?
Yes, Lucian, we hear
you. Yes, hello everyone. I have a couple of questions actually. First of all, do you have any outlook or any guidance already for 2017 that you could share with us?
I mean, definitely our budget is not yet presented to the shareholders and not approved by the shareholders. But what I can tell you is that so far we were offering over the market average growth, and over the our growth was higher than even the GDP of Romania. So we will maintain this trend. It will be difficult to deliver double-digit growth from now on, although this is our ambition in terms of the loan book, because we are discussing about different sizes in terms of our total loan book. But I would say that we aim to overperform macroeconomic figures and Romanian banking system again.
And in terms of our wins, do you have any guidance?
In terms of ROE, definitely. If you looked at our dividend policy that we announced also in our website, we are saying that it should not be below 14%. And we think that this year, in 2017, we will be around that level. Unfortunately, now I cannot give you budgeted numbers because, as you know, first we need to get the shareholders' meeting approval. That's why I'm giving you round numbers.
Yes, and usually, or not usually, always, the budget proposal is presented together with the whole documentation for the GSM at the end of March. So that's the moment when our proposal is going to be public.
I see, thank you. And in terms of dividend, you were mentioning the dividend policy already on the website.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the historical trend of the bank, with the exception of a very special year last year, our profits have been redistributed to the shareholders in terms of stock dividends. If you read the dividend policy, you will see that it allows us, as long as we keep some financial indicators that we are confident that we will give, we will be offering a mixture of cash and stock dividends. Our proposal to our board of administration, I mean, I'm saying now on behalf of executive management, our proposal to the board of administration and to the general shareholders assembly will be a combination of cash and stock dividends. On the other hand, having in mind that we have ambitious plans of growth, the stock dividend part will be higher.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, a question. Sir, madam, please introduce yourself before asking your question. Your line is open now. The participant with the number ending 200, your line is open now.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can
hear
you.
So my name is Katalin Diakonu from Raiffeisen Bank, and I have a couple of questions. So first of all, could you tell us if you had a review of the general provisions for the workaway law? Is it undergoing, and when do you estimate we will see a result?
So, I mean, from our perspective and our considering our size, definitely we are following, monitoring very closely, also together with our auditors and our risk committee. However, we don't think that we should make a large release at this moment because still there are unclear issues. I would assume that we are over prudent, but in the in the days like this, we prefer to remain over prudent.
Thank you. What would you see as a normalized level for the cost of risk right now?
I mean, I don't think that I can say a single cost of risk level for the whole Romanian banking system. It depends on the portfolio structure, customer profile, the profitability of the bank, the risk appetite, so many factors, but our aim is that the cost of risk of a bank like Banca Transilvania should be around 150-170 basis points without one-off events like, as I said, last year we had a huge chunk of write-offs that we didn't budget. That's why it had an impact. But otherwise, our cost of risk would have stayed at 1.3-1.4%.
Could you tell us also the average duration of your bonds right now? Because we saw some massive acquisitions during the fourth quarter.
It's slightly about 3 years, the maturity of the portfolio. But I also, as you will see in the financial statements, this portfolio includes also foreign currency, I mean euro bonds or dollar denominated bonds as well. So I could say that it's 3 years.
Thank you. And my last question, so what were the gains from the Volksbank loans booked in the net interest income in the fourth quarter as an absolute amount?
Probably you didn't have chance to check in the presentation. You will see that for the whole year it's 223 million lei.
It's on slide 11. It's a graph.
Okay. So I'll subtract it from there. Okay. Thank you. No more questions from my side.
Thank you.
We have a question. Your line is open now.
The participant with the number ending 2200, your line is open now.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we do. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you for the presentation. As most of my questions were answered already, I just have one question with regards to the cost-to-income ratio. So it's quite impressive that you managed to stay below 50%. Is it this cost-to-income ratio, should we expect this to continue this year as well?
As I said, we are quite confident that we will keep our cost-to-income ratio below 45%. And on the other hand, we are having ambitious plans of investment in technology, our network, our people, in order to be able to service our customers better and quicker. What I would say is that we had a jump last year mainly because of the Volksbank integration. There are a lot of costs related to the integration. That's why we came close to 50%, but our normal level in the last few years always had been below 45%.
Okay, but you still expect in absolute level to increase in terms of expenses, but maybe operating income would increase more. This is...
And operating expenses slightly increase. Because there is also, as any other economy segment or bank, there is pressure from the salaries, there are pressure from the, let's say, vendors, real estate market is flourishing, so rents are increasing. But our model, we are very cost conscious in this sense, and we are very much dispersed, so it will not be a huge jump, huge increase in our operating expenses. And definitely the increase in our revenues will, let's say, cover the increase in the expenses in a multiple.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have a question. Your line is open now. The participant with the telephone number ending 2899, your line is open now. The participant with the line 2899, your line is open now. We have a next question. The participant with the number ending 3022, your line is open now. The participant with the number ending 3022, your line is open now. Please repeat your question.
Yes, hi. The first question is on your margins. What would you expect NIM levels to be next year? Will be the change compared to this year?
Sorry, we couldn't hear your name and institution.
Yes, sorry, yes. Hi, this is Andreas Marku from Berenberg. Hello?
Hello, Mark. So
hello, yes.
We are expecting our NIM, net interest margin, to stay over 300 basis points.
Okay, but you cannot be a bit more specific than that, if possible?
When I say over 300 basis points, definitely I don't mean 399 basis points. So it will be 320 basis points level.
Okay. And the second question is, you mentioned something about a target NPL and PE ratio for next year.
Yes.
What would be the target for?
We are now constructing our budget for a level around 6.5%.
Okay, so that would basically involve further write-offs, right?
Yeah, it will be. It will not be as much as 2016, but it will involve write-offs. In any case, write-offs are also part of the business as usual. I mean, every year we may need to have, but the numbers will be definitely much smaller.
Okay, and the write-offs are included in the 150-170 basis points cost of risk guidance?
So far, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a question. The participant with the number ending 200, your line is open. The participant with the line 200, in the end, your line is open. We have a next question. The participant with the line ending 184. Your line is open.
Yes, hello. It's Lucian Argulescu with the company. If I may have a follow-up question. Can you put also the level of provisions, total provisions that you have for the gross loans, if you want?
The gross loan figure.
Just a second, Lucian. You are asking the total level of provisions for 2016, yes?
Yes, at the end of the year.
It's around 2.1 billion lei.
2.1.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And maybe one more question. What's your capital requirement? Can you disclose?
You meant capital requirement?
Yes.
So we are just in line with Basel III, CRD IV, whatever is happening on a yearly basis. So we have to increase some buffers by certain percentages on a yearly basis according to what the European regulations are providing.
But we are generating more capital than through the profitability, I mean more equity than necessary as well.
Would you have the absolute number?
Well, I can come back with an email to you with that number. I don't have it here on the spot.
No, okay, no. Thank you.
We have a next question. The participant with the number ending 2100, your line is open. The participant with the line ending 2100, your line is open.
Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Here's Sergei Shkolenko from Charlemagne Capital in London. Thank you very much for the presentation. I have a couple of questions. First would be, could you please give us an idea what sort of growth we should expect for the industry in terms of deposit growth and loan growth in 2017? And the other would be, you mentioned that there is already a dividend policy announced, but unfortunately I can't find anything on the page or anywhere else. Could you please comment on that? What actually is the latest dividend policy, and when would we know what the exact figure we should expect is this year? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sergei. As regards to the dividend policy, it's under the corporate governance section in our website, but we will also send you the link by email, as we have your email, the English version. And I mean, it's accessible to public, it's public documentation there. As regards to the loan growth in the Romanian market, we estimate it to be around 5%. Maybe 5.5% this year. There are a lot of factors which can accelerate or decelerate. If we see more infrastructure spending, if we see more public spending, definitely it can go up to 6.5-7%. If numbers will stay at the levels of 2016, then the growth can be around 4-4.5%. But I'll say still, thanks to VAT changes and salary increases, especially in the public, starting with the public sector, the consumer demand is continuing. So I think 5.5% is achievable, despite the write-offs in the sector.
Okay. I see now the file with information on dividends, but I guess there's not information yet on how much we will receive this year. When would we know exactly what the dividend for the 16 year is going to be?
I mean, the dividend policy, as you might expect, sets the rules and principles under which conditions we could or we might distribute stock or cash dividends. It doesn't give a number because the number can change on a yearly basis. As regard to the number that we will propose, as I said, the total out of the total profit of the bank, the tax credit we would like to keep as a reserve until 100% surety, and the rest of it we will distribute as a combination of stock and cash dividends, which the proposal you will see at the end of March or in the, let's say, second half of March, when we will publicize, when we will announce the documentation for our general shareholders assembly.
Oh, that's clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question.
Let's take one more question.
Yes, we have one more question from participant with the line 4370. The line is open now.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello, yes, thank you.
Carmen Iparo from BRD. I would like to ask you some details for deferred tax asset. If the amount recorded at the end of 2016 is everything, is all the amount related to deferred tax asset, and if for 2017 we can expect some release into PNL to have again a revenue from income tax due to this income deferred tax.
Thank you for the question. I'm picking up George here. This is the final amount that we have outstanding following the acquisition of Volk Bank in terms of tax shield. We don't expect, if we don't have other extraordinary events like the acquisition of Volksbank, to have a positive impact in the P&L from deferred tax in the year 2017.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I would like to take this opportunity of this question to inform the participants to this call, like a heads up, that we will have an additional conference call following the preliminary results before the general shareholders meeting, in which our auditors would like to have an information awareness session explaining a new format of the audit opinion that is mandatory starting this year for banks. It is a long format opinion which will have a lot more details than before an audit opinion was normally having, and we together with our auditors felt that there is a need for this awareness session to inform our investors on why this is happening, what is the impact, how the reader should read such a long form opinion.
This will help you to read other banks or companies' statements as well.
Yes, because we don't want anybody to, you know, to interpret this like a problem for a certain audited institution. But this is something that is happening and it's required by EU, and we want to raise awareness of this change. So Mihaela will be communicating with all investors soon another time for an additional conference call, which will be focused together with our editors on the this new format for the
once we publish the results. Thank you very much for joining us, for listening to us. As we mentioned, please do not hesitate if you have further questions to address our investor relations address or Mihaela's team. We will try to answer promptly, and hope to speak to you after we announce the results, also discussing about the first quarter, second quarter of this year, especially with the, let's say, new position of BT on the podium.
And the conference call will be available as an audio recording on our website starting with tomorrow afternoon. Whoever intends to access it, please just ask for the code. We are going to provide the access code for the recording.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.